All right. And now, to the millions and millions of listeners and viewers all across the world,
it's the
That's Not Christian Podcast.
Hey, let's go.
Trump has been firing everybody.
He just fired somebody.
Right.
He fired his defense secretary.
He fired him after he got fired.
CNN had an article today that said that Trump staffers are told not to quit because if they hear that they're quitting, they're just gonna fire you. I was like, okay.
What's the difference?
Isn't that the same thing? Yeah.
Right.
And there were some other folks too, like 2 days after, right? Like the head of nuclear or something. There was like three other folks that got fired. I don't know exactly, but I know that the defense secretary was the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And people were saying that, you know, they already had kind of issues because I think he had criticized Trump when Trump did that photo op in front of the White House.
No.
And he was like, you know, when that whole protesting was happening, he was like, yeah, I don't think that was fruitful for the country.
You can't criticize Trump, huh?
Yeah. And then what's crazy is that what the dude got, like a month and a half left before Biden gets in?
Right.
They're fighting that.
What's the point of doing that right now? Exactly.
All right, so now nobody's running the security? That joint just opened?
No, he replaced somebody.
He already got somebody?
Yeah, he got, what's his name, Miller?
Yeah.
Miller. Oh, okay.
Yeah, basically. But some people were concerned because they're like,
that dude is a temp.
Yeah, but they're like,
he works like, for a deco.
He's keeping the same pay from before.
Right. Yeah. He brought in a temp. He only did 4 months. Yo,
right? 3 days, right?
Hey. Yeah. He getting that Christmas bag real quick.
Yeah, some people were just like, they were a little skeptical because they're like, oh, defense secretary, what about, you know, the safety of the country and stuff like that? Or is Trump trying to put his pieces together so they're gonna try to take over the world and the government? So some people were concerned about that. I don't know how true that is. I don't know if a defense secretary really has much to do with that. But
ain't nothing gonna happen if he ain't sitting there. Like, nobody gonna be all of a sudden like, yo, defense secretary got fired. We moving in. Like,
yeah.
Right. They're vulnerable. Right.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, man. But what y'all feeling about this crazy, whole what y'all feel about this whole election? This whole, like, recently I had seen something about that they found a gentleman who had 134 counts of fraud, right, in Texas. And
what do you mean 134 counts of fraud? What do you mean?
Someone got accused of fraud.
134 counts?
Was it?
Like, what kind of fraud? What you mean? Like, he was doing credit card scams? Or
they brought a fraud. Like, how many counts of voter fraud can you get?
So you're trying to say Trump might have not won Texas, is what you're trying to say.
There were 134.
Yo, this dude voted 134 times?
Listen, man.
Wow.
The only thing with the whole voter fraud thing, like, the main fraud that I've heard was like them getting late ballots in and counting them.
Right.
Right.
But my thing is, if they counted them on time, it'd still be Biden votes. So what's the problem?
Yo, what's weird is, like, I seen a video where, like, this dude is in the landfill and he opens up a bag and just coincidentally the first envelope that he opens up is a vote for Trump. Like, bro, what are the odds of that, right? Like, if they're throwing away votts and these envelopes are sealed, like, how do they know that they're Trump votes?
Okay, you know I got it. Sorry to cut y'all off. Texas official and three others indicted on 134 felonies in mail-in ballots fraud case. That came out September 24th, 2020.
Oh, that was a while ago.
Right.
And it never popped up until Trump lost.
Right. actually, this thing happened in 2018.
Somebody wanted clicks.
So is it, who was it, CNN?
No, it wasn't CNN. It was like one of Fox those News? Right wing.
Okay. Fox News?
It's just amazing.
No, this one says, actually, it's ABC Texas. So actually, it isn't right wing.
It's amazing how when Trump beat Hillary, one side was saying what the other side is saying now.
Yeah, that part, because I saw videos in 2016 where Trump is talking about voter fraud, and then he wins.
Right.
You know, like, so is it voter fraud or not? You kind of quiet now, son. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just
then the Democrats were talking Russian collusion, right? Right after that, when Trump won, you know, that there was some sort of voter fraud. Right. And now they acting
about that for years.
Yeah, and now they're not. Like, they acting like there's no such thing as voter fraud now. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like, it's impossible. Biden won.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now the MAGAs is like in-house collusion.
Right.
Hey, Democrats are like, ain't no Russians around here.
Right.
Well, it's crazy. What about that USPS dude that from PA? Was it PA? From Erie, PA. That they found stuff and then he's getting investigated and then he said rescinded. There was
fraud, and then he signed an affidavit and recanted.
Yeah,
and
said, what the heck was that all about?
And then he just dropped a video, right?
Dude is a weirdo. He did the whole video in full uniform. Get out of here, yo.
Yeah, that was on
clicks, though, man.
Project
clicks.
Project what's that?
Veritas.
Yeah.
So, is that legit? Is that site legit?
Huh? I don't know how you want.
You know, there's mixed reviews about what's going on with them. Like, you go online, you can see some stuff of people bashing him and saying some of the stuff was fake. He's actually won some cases against the media where they had to like retract some statements about him saying that he was fake news.
Who, the dude or the website?
The dude, James O'Keefe. Yeah.
I'm waiting. Oh,
okay. Well, the guy who owns the website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the website. Yeah.
That's Voss' go-to joint right there. Yeah. Voss about to pop up. Every time he talks about this stuff, yo, he just pops up, yo.
Go live, man.
Yeah, go live, yo. Sure, you want to talk about that? Let's go live.
But they've exposed a lot of stuff. Like they did that thing with Planned Parenthood where they were like selling body parts and all that stuff.
Oh, they was the one that exposed that?
Yeah. They do a lot of that undercover stuff. You know, they're the ones. I think the way he blew up was because during the Obama administration, he went to go register and he was acting like he was a pimp. Did y'all see that? Y'all remember that?
No.
Yeah, he was acting like he was a pimp and like
registered to what?
People to vote for Acorn. He went to like an Acorn office. You remember Acorn, right? When Obama was running, he was going in there and he tried to register for something. I don't remember what it was, but that video went viral and that's how that dude blew up. And then he's been doing like exposés like that ever since.
Yeah. So this gentleman is saying that he works for USPS. Mm-hmm. And that his manager was post dating the ballots, right, for November 3rd when they were already coming after the fact, right? Or they were set to come later than that. So then he goes on and he shows that website. The website puts him up. They call the manager from the USPS. The guy picks up, hangs up the phone. And then so this video goes viral, right? Right wing is like, you see, there's voter fraud, da da da. Then next thing you know, Washington Post the other day says that this gentleman, obviously, they're investigating the whole situation and that he recanted his statement. Yeah. So supposedly, allegedly, he recanted his statement and then he filled out an affidavit, a federal affidavit, right? Stating that that's not what happened. And then he goes on, the next day or a couple hours later and is back on the website saying, I never recanted. This is false.
But the Fed said he signed a document, a federal affidavit. So, you know, I haven't seen the affidavit yet. Yeah.
I don't even know what a signature look like.
Right. Even if they do show it, right?
I'm like, yo, that's his signature.
He kind of made it seem like they manipulated or they.
Well, did you hear the tape? Did you hear the tape?
The whole thing. It's like 4 hours, though, right?
Yeah, I heard like 7 minutes of a tape and the FBI agent just sounds greasy, man. You know what I'm saying? He's like, what did he say? He said something like, I'm not trying to manipulate you, or I'm not trying to pressure you, but I'm pressuring you, or something like that. Yeah. I forgot what he said, but I was just like, yo, these dudes.
He had a gun to his ribs.
Right. Right.
Like, he was trying to say, this is big. Like, don't play with this kind of thing.
Right.
Like,
right.
This is, you're really dealing with some big stuff right here.
Yeah. So I remember they tried that with me in the investigation room. They
lied. Yeah. Uh-oh. Exclusive right here. Throwback.
Oh, y'all never. Oh, I thought that was a regular thing.
I guess we.
You mean you had a question?
Yeah, I got a question. They try to act like, you know. Yeah, I got a question for murder. Little small stuff, whatever.
Little small stuff.
He said a little something
crazy.
Something in the past.
I didn't do it, so, you know. But they tried to put pressure on me, so.
Oh, to say you did it?
Or say so, I know.
If he knew.
So what you say is like, hey, I need my lawyer, like every time or what? Or you
just I just looked at him like he was stupid, and he got
that mad. That was a 7.5?
That's where I was at.
That's where you was at?
Oh, man. Everybody's telling me jail stories now.
No.
I ain't never been to jail.
Well, but that's good.
You know what else has been going on? Wait.
Hold on. Let me let you finish. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say what you guys think about the networks being like, whenever anybody talks from Trump's administration, they cut off.
Yo, I thought that was foul.
That is foul, right?
I thought that was foul.
Yeah.
Fox News did it too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fox News did Trump dirty though, man. Like, they're the first ones to call Arizona. They're the ones. They're the reason why I think they were like the first ones to say that Trump lost, you know. And like even that press conference where they was talking about voter fraud, what's Shorty's name?
Kaylee.
Yeah, the secretary. She was. I think it was Grow the Heck Up. I think they posted like the YouTube link, and I was on my phone. I didn't want to watch it on the phone. I wanted to watch it on the TV. When I go to my TV on the YouTube app, I start searching for it. That joint don't come up, man. I type in her name. I type in Trump. I type in White House. Nobody, none of the news stations is playing it, right? I'm like, yo, this is weird, right? And so I go back to the Grow the Heck Up channel, right, on Telegram, and I look to see who posted it, right? And it said it was on Donald Trump's YouTube page, right? So I go to YouTube again, and I search Donald Trump's YouTube page, and that joint ain't coming up. And I'm like, yo, this is I'm like, this is going wild, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then so I ended up watching it on my phone. And then, like, on the bottom, it says, like, you know, like, you know how they fact checking now and they're doing like fake news, you know, there's no evidence of voter fraud or whatever. Like, it had some sort of caption like that. And I was like, yo, this is wild, man, because, like, all right, let's say Donald Trump is lying, right? Let's just say for the sake of argument, he's lying. Like, why wouldn't you want to put that out there and show, like, look, all right, we're going to show all this because this dude lying and we're about to catch him. We're about to expose him that he's lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't you put that on TV? You know, like, I feel like they know that there's some voter fraud. I mean, we know that there's been voter fraud going on forever. Like, the United States has intervened in all types of elections internationally. You know, like, what I mean? All over the world. Gore, you know what I mean?
Like when Al Gore beat Bush.
Even that.
Florida.
Even when Trump ran against Hillary, they stole that from Biden. So, like, if the Democrats would steal the election from or steal the nomination from Bernie.
No, from Bernie. Right? Yeah.
Bernie. From Bernie. I meant Bernie. I said Biden, but I meant Bernie. If they stole it from Bernie, why wouldn't they steal it from Trump? Someone who they hate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they've been playing it. Because think about it. It is the perfect storm where it's like, all right, mail-in ballots. It's easy to manipulate.
For
easier
sure.
Easier than people coming in.
For sure.
You know, because you may feel like he got a momentum. You're looking at more people taking his side. Because he did say, oh, I'm going to get more of the black vote next time around. Which was becoming true.
Mm-hmm.
And just in general. And because the Democrats didn't really have somebody, a strong candidate. Because let's be real. Nobody voted for Biden. They just voted against Trump.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
No one likes.
We always say that.
MAGA.
So, you know what I mean? So you got the whole virus going around.
Right.
The numbers don't even match up to the shutdowns and all of that. And then now you got to mail in your votes to be safe. And now we got right. all this going on. But it's just right. like, but my thing is, it was going on before you. It probably is also how you got there. Take it right. on the chin.
Right. Right.
It's been
right.
going down.
Right.
And also, who's to say that it's not from both sides neither? You know what I mean? That the Republicans aren't, you know, doing the mail-in fraud. Because it almost seems like, oh, it's the Democrats that just do it. Like, I'm pretty sure they got their side who
because like Jimmy said, how you know what's in the envelope?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So it could be either way. So,
well, you know, and the thing that kind of sticks out to me too is that Trump told his people not to vote by mail. He said go in. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? The Democrats are pushing mail-in ballots. So if Trump is telling his people don't do mail-in ballots,
he's afraid they're going to cut them joints off before they get there.
Right. Then why would somebody grab a trash bag full envelopes of votes and just right, throw it out if you already votes. Right. Exactly. Right, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Right.
You know, so it's just a lot of questions, man, yeah, but
a lot of these articles I don't believe is legit. All of these
right.
capture videos like, "Oh, I caught somebody." Like, I don't believe in none of that either.
And that's the thing, man. Like, we losing a lot of faith in the media and the government. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I mean, not faith, right?
But no, that's been lost, bro.
Trust.
That's been lost.
Trust right. in the fact that what we're hearing is the right information.
Especially now like, when you got these, like, I was already leery when Instagram was doing the filters on your face and all that. Now they got the right. facial recognition joints where it looked like you said something you never even said.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So the deep fakes, right?
Yeah. Deep fakes, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Which is what the reason I bring up the whole, you know, Kellyanne talking and they cut her off is like, well, if she's talking about something, shouldn't we know? Okay, so then I guess we don't need to know. Like, they're already, you know, sort of like, systematically
yeah. Why are you censoring?
Training.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't need somebody to filter information for me. Allow me to right. be a judge of it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
If he's a clown and he's lying, like, let me decide that for myself. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I don't need CNN to do that for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we at a place where sometimes
it's a ripe time to have like a platform online where nothing is filtered because right. YouTube is filtered,
everything,
Facebook, Instagram. Right. So it's the right. perfect time to build something where it's just like everything fly.
Yep. That's what we talked right. about last episode with Monster Tarver. We said, you know, we also have to respect that these are their platforms. You know right. what I mean? Who's to say, you know, what you can do in your own house? That's right. That's up
you
to
don't
them.
Like it, make your own.
What makes it crazy is that everyone now, you know, before social media, everyone would get their information from either the newspaper or you watch the TV. But now you can just get out of work. You know what I'm saying? Or you can get up and you just look at the phone and there's news right there. Like, it's just right in the palm of your hand. Mm-hmm. And
first you had to search for it. Now it just comes to you because you get notifications or everything going on.
Or you see your boy posted or a friend mm-hmm. of yours and you're like,
the whole world finds something out within like 10 minutes.
Right. Yep.
No matter what. Probably faster. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true, man. Like, you find out about rappers being shot and everything. Like, you know, and the whole background story, like in a matter of minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
And they already got conspiracy videos on YouTube. When you go to YouTube, right. check 10 people, videos already be like 30 minutes, 24 minutes, 11 minutes. Like
everybody's getting now
so
on
it's
that.
Like
wave.
Ambulance chases online or something.
Right.
but also that's how misinformation comes out too, because it's so quick. That right. no one has the time to really process it and say, all right, wait, let's hear this side. All right, let's see this angle of the video. Let's hear the before and after. Now it's just boom. And then it's like, diligence. Did you see that?
Yeah. No one does their due diligence.
But you know, that happens with the media too, though. Like you remember that cat that got blamed for the bombing in Atlanta Olympics? That wasn't even him. Yeah, that wasn't even him. And that was like a major news outlet, you know, the mainstream media do it all the time, you know, like you find it like, you know, active shooter. There's, you know, five guys with AR-15s and then you find out it's like one guy with a pistol. know what I'm saying? Like, and he was a student or something like that.
It just spreads like wildfire with everybody else, though, because you can't contain it once you pull it back. Ain't no really way to catch it. You know, once
I don't know who said it, but I don't remember who said it, but they said it's not about being right, but it's about being first when it comes to the news.
Yeah, because it's still business at the end of the day.
Yo, but that's how it was when you was a kid and you got in a fight with your brother, your sister, or something like that. Whoever told mommy first was the one who didn't get spanked.
You know, not in my house. We all got spanked.
That's how it be in the YouTube comments too. First the comment. First. Everybody got to be first. Anybody that's because
everybody fight their mother back.
He's like,
no.
You kidding? Nah, man. You
everybody
kidding?
Shove their mom.
Like, yo, you're wrong.
Like, I relax, woman.
No, I told my mother that one time.
And then she slapped the crap out of you.
She hit you with a kitchen spoon.
She hit me with the frying pan.
Wow, she went all the way. Bang.
I just said I eat those, and I
that's nothing.
And then got another one.
Oh, you was one of those? That don't hurt.
Ringing.
You was one of those? That don't hurt.
I ain't get hit a lot growing up. I was good. I listened. You know what I'm saying? I was a good kid. I wasn't a problem. But when we did have the moments, yo, I'm just weird like that. Whenever if I got in trouble for something I was innocent about, I didn't take that like that with me. Like I'm like, nah, son, I'm not doing it. But if
that's
I did
fair.
It, I took it. You know what I'm saying? But if I didn't do it, like I remember my cousin lied on me and said I stole something I didn't steal. And he was bad, so it became like, oh, why are you always blaming him? He always getting in trouble. And it was just like, you know what I'm saying?
That's why he
tried. So they try to put it on me like, oh, you the sneaky one because you don't be saying nothing. Mm-hmm. I wish you the quiet one. And ended up being a war that day because I wasn't willing to take that. You know what I'm saying? And then he confessed later and everybody felt stupid. Now they want to take me out to eat. Like, nah.
get you that happy meal.
Remember that. I'm moving
some ice cream.
Nah, you got the White Castle.
Your ugly ice cream.
I don't want no Carvels.
For the week.
Yo, you know what's funny? I was that kid. I was that cousin. One time it was me and my cousin. We just got toys, man. We just got the toys.
That's not
and
Christian,
we
were, brother.
We was playing around and I cussed and my parents heard it. And they were like,
"What'd you say?
Who cursed?" No, I don't know. Can't say
me.
They're like, "Who cursed? Who cursed?" And I ain't want to say nothing. And my cousin looking at me like, "Yo, just tell him because." And then I was like, "Nah, I'm not." I'm like, "Nah." And
you was the cousin that was like, "Yo, they got us."
Yeah. Come out
from behind the door. They got us. That was you.
Nah, man.
I got it. Yo, we both got in trouble. My cousin was tight.
He come on, we both got in trouble.
They took
how they both get in trouble? But
we both got in
said
trouble,
it
because nobody wanted to say. He didn't want to snitch, and I didn't want to say it was me. I just got some new toys, man.
This dude, he like Smokey. He talking about we got to pay big worm.
All right,
we.
Yeah,
5 minutes. Some things never change, I guess.
Yo, man, I remember like dressing in layers when I knew I was gonna get it. I put on my sweats under my jeans.
Wow, they took time with you then.
I put on a shirt, under my hoodie.
Yo, how you have so much time?
Yeah, because I'm saying when I knew I was in trouble, like when I knew I was going to get it, like as soon as, you know, my parents got home,
it was on.
I would hide under the bed. Nah, man, you can't. Bread. How you gonna do? You can't do that. You gonna get it?
You got under the bread, yeah.
Right under the bread. If I had that type of bread, I'd give it to my mom. Like, yo, don't do it here.
This dude was at the bodega,
right?
You got it with the cat,
with the chopped cheese, right? Right behind the chopped cheese.
Okay. Y'all done? Y'all done yet?
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Oh, snap.
Yo.